Thank you very much for being so dedicated to the work of Guidelines Review Committee. Just a short overview of things we already done. So we have a list of guidelines. Well, we tried to group the guidelines. So we have guidelines in the following groups: election processes, external appointments, internal organization of activity, internal organization and guidelines, and other. A sequence of review was also proposed, and well, apparently nobody objected, so we will start with internal organization of activities. So those, that will be guideline for CCNSO working groups, and then we have CCNSO response and statement procedure guideline and related timeline and guideline maintaining, updating, and reviewing CCNSO work plan. And it also includes the triage committee. But before we start the process, the actual process of review, we decided that there's a need to have this the template so that everybody who starts reading the guideline could fill in this template, so that we could, at the end, we could put them together and we have some substance we could start discussing. So did you have time to check this guideline review template? How does it look? Any ideas what to add? Maybe something is, maybe it looks too much of everything. So any?
Oh.
Yeah, what we have some general remarks about the guideline, then we ask, just to give your evaluation about the guideline, and then just provide some more details and some comments. So what? Yeah, Leslie.
I thought it looked a great start. My only suggestion of an addition would be a question around should the practice or process be reviewed or changed. So the document's covered, you know, how can we improve the document itself? But we should also, I think it's within scope, look at whether the how we do something could be changed as well, I suggest.
Oh, okay. Yes, good idea.
Leslie and Katrina, I think that was, but maybe that should be clarified. I fully agree, Leslie, but I thought it was captured in general remarks, issues identified. So that's broader than just the document itself. It's also around the practice. So lacking, what is lacking, say current practices, should it change, etc. But,
I guess it depends. Yeah, it depends how we do the reviewing as well. I just wanted to, it might be helpful to have a particular prompt on that. I understand the point.
Yeah.
Okay, and we can just add another line.
Yeah, make it clearer.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so thank you. So that's about the guideline review template. If we do not have any more comments, then let's just proceed with this template. Gabi, could you change to another document that's some general structure, overall structure, guideline on the guideline? So this is also a proposal. So that each guideline should contain should be structured as follows and should contain also something. This is the first draft, some ideas how it could look. Any comments about this document? Of course, I think that perhaps when we start reading, we will fine-tune this framework even further I just think that maybe at this point you already have some ideas. Okay, for Leslie, it looks fine. Eduardo, do you have any comments? Maybe Eduardo fell asleep.
He's on mute.
Hello.
Hi, Margarita.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Margarita. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Fine, thank you. I don't have any comments. If Eduardo is there.
You don't have any comments. But we didn't know you were there. What time
Sorry?
Is it? What time is it in your place?
In Santiago?
Yes.
Oh, 9 in the morning.
9, okay.
Yes.
So it's...
Okay. And Margarita, do you hear me?
Yes,
can
I can.
Eduardo.
Okay, thank you.
So, Eduardo...
So, Katrina, as Leslie said, I'm it looked fine to me, too, the document.
Okay.
And I have
okay.
to congratulate for the work done. That's it.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So... I think in this case, if both documents look fine to you, and if the proposed sequence to review guidelines also is okay, so I think that my proposal would be that for the next 2 weeks we first read the appropriate part in the bylaws, because that's the basis for everything, but just to remind what's in the bylaws, and then we start reading, I don't know, 2-3 guidelines. Will you have time to manage 3 guidelines in 2 weeks?
Oh yes.
And of course, when we start reviewing them, we have to fill in the template for each guideline. So.
Katrina, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Say that I don't know, say for all of you, if in 2 weeks is fine, so we moved a little bit away from the end and start of the month. So but say that if 2 weeks is fine, that people fill in the template, the updated template, we will send it out, say, right after the call.
Mm-hmm.
And share it with the group, say, just before the weekend or something. So you have a little less than 2 weeks to review it, because then we can use, based on all the templates, we can review the guideline as is. And I can consolidate it into one document.
Okay.
That's easier, I guess.
Yes, could be, yeah.
Yep.
So Leslie suggests we allocate one guideline to each person in the team. That was one of the ways to proceed, but I think it's really very hard to get the whole picture if we read only one guideline. In any case, I am going to read all the guidelines, because otherwise I can't see how I can get the full picture. How many are we? Eduardo, no idea. People just don't
Let
show
me
up.
Check. Officially, there are, I believe, 6 people.
Yes, officially, yes. But, last time there was, there were Leslie and Margarita. Now, Eduardo, I'm so glad that you joined. So there are 3 of us plus Bart, apparently you read them too. Leslie.
Yeah, my suggestion was that we have, everyone should read all the guidelines, I agree, but then we share out the work by getting one person to complete a template for one guideline, as opposed to everybody completing templates for all of the guidelines. Does that make sense?
So, you propose, for the next call, we have each of us read one guideline, and then we just exchange information.
Juanita.
Now everybody reads it.
All of them, but then you complete the template for one of them.
Oh.
Otherwise, we're all doing all of the work.
But probably we notice different things. So Bart proposed to consolidate all the input.
I'm happy either way. I don't feel that strongly. I was just trying to ensure that. In my experience, people will not always do all of the things that ideally one would like.
Hello, this is Margarita. I think the Leslie's idea is good, especially because we are not, well, except Leslie, of course, we are not native English speakers, so we have another issue to keep in mind in order to the understanding of the documents.
That is true, but the thing is, if you check the general framework for CCNSO guidelines, and regarding the structure of the guidelines, the content of the guidelines, they must be written in simple English. And if you can't understand, that's an issue with the guidelines.
Katrina, this is the best world that you can have, but not always. So it's fine.
Okay, Bart wanted to say something.
So what might be useful, say, I think whether one or the others, say, one or everybody, say, in principle, everybody reads the guidelines there, but say, one preparing the template means identifying the issues, etc., and that person leads the part of the next week call, what they've identified, and if others read them, they can make notes, but it's more the preparation work.
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah. The second thing is, and that's probably more important as part of the work process, is once we've identified the issues, probably there is a question, how are we going to change it, or what will be the proposed way forward for changing the guidelines? Who's going to do that? And drafting, etc. Because identifying issues is one, but then updating is another, even internally. So maybe that's something else, Katrina, that you and I need to think of, and that's probably something based on the discussion and for proposal next week as well. And because once you've got the general framework, you know the direction, but so you need to have a fulsome discussion first of the issues and then what you want to see changed. And then we can put it into the framework.
Yeah, well, that's true, yes. I think that's a very reasonable suggestion.
So maybe...
Well,
maybe yeah, go ahead, Margarita.
What if when we review each of the documents, perhaps we could make some kind of suggestion in terms of the words or make a little proposal and then we can edit the idea of the document or the article that we feel it's need to change, for example?
Yes, I think that's the right way, and we should also discuss within the group all those suggestions and proposals. And that's why I think it's good if we read all of us read all the guidelines. But of course, I understand it's really we're pressed for time, and in 2 weeks, it's not so easy to review fill in the template for three guidelines.
No, but probably...
Sorry, Katrina.
Yes, Eduardo.
This is another question about numbers. Do we know how many guidelines do we have in the CCNSO?
Yes, we do. We do, and
just
we have a list of guidelines, and it was sent by Bart. If you... check mailing list. If not, well, maybe Bart, you could resend it.
Yeah, I will resend it again, Eduardo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we do know, and we have structured them into groups. And we also have this list of... We have priorities. We have set priorities for reviewing. Because some guidelines really need urgent review.
To be updated?
Yeah. And we really need to check, well, add something. So, yes, and Gabby posted into chat link to all the guidelines. But probably... is this the list of the guidelines which are currently in force?
May I suggest, Katrina and all,
yes.
May I suggest that we use this way forward. First of all, let's that everybody reads the guidelines for, say, in this section. Say that's one. That each of you will prepare for one guideline using the template. And it's more checking whether it's worth, and also, as Margarita said, include suggestions for the either in bullet form or otherwise for changes of what needs to be addressed. But that's, and then review the working method at the end of the next call, see where we can improve and what we can do to make it really work.
Okay, but now just to clarify, you don't mean we read all the guidelines in 2 weeks?
No, the first. Everybody on the group needs to read.
Yes.
They need to read them, but to analyze them and fill in the template, this is where we spread the load, the workload.
Let's do that. Leslie agreed on the chat. But in that case, we need to decide which guideline is.
Who is going to do which one? Yeah.
Yes. So, any volunteers?
I can do the financial contributions to ICANN.
That's out of scope.
Yes, but anyway, please don't forget the bylaws, the appropriate part in the bylaws, because we have to know that. Yes, so... guidelines, CCNSO working groups. Who is going to do that?
What's that? CCNSO working
groups.
Leslie volunteered for that. Okay. CCNSO response and statement procedure guideline and related timeline. Eduardo or Margarita?
Yes, I can do.
Okay, Eduardo,
yes.
Very good. Next one, guideline maintaining, updating, and reviewing CCNSO work plan. Okay, I can do that. Include the triage committee. What do we do with Margarita? She will... feel upset.
She's very quiet, huh?
Yes, I think so. I'm afraid we lost her.
Yeah, I see some. Yes. Someone is trying to get in.
Yes.
I'm going to check with the operator what's going on with Margarita.
Yes, I know. Okay.
I'll send you the updated template after this call to clarify that bit and also include, say, as Margarita suggested, a section or link with, say, provide updates or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, if you can send them to me to the list, say by the Thursday before in 1.5 weeks,
mm-hmm.
What you have, and then it's easier so people can prepare for the call as well.
Yes, that's right. I think we also should assign guidelines to those people who are not on the call. They won't have the opportunity to volunteer. We just assign.
Maybe so that's something. Yeah. Katrina, maybe that's something for the call afterwards. Let's first use this to test the method, if it
works.
Okay,
yeah, okay, let's do that. But these people who did not have time to join today, they will feel left out of the process. I just wanted them to feel taken care of. But if you think we can just test it this time. Okay, that's a good approach. We'll see how it works. So, are we in agreement?
Absolutely.
Okay, very
yes.
good. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you for your time. And please submit your template, fill in a template in 1.5 weeks. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. I have to check the date if that's 11th.
Yes, Leslie.
That's 11th. Okay.
Same time? Would that work for everybody?
It works for me.
Yes, good for me.
Yeah.
For me, it's good. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, 7 a.m. is okay for you, Eduardo.
I usually wake up at 7. At 6,
oh.
sorry.
oh,
so,
at 6. Oh.
I already had breakfast. I took my dogs out. I don't see anything.
Okay, so thank you very much, and see you on the call on 11th at 12 UTC.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.